Hi, Ragini again, and welcome to Finding the Mystic's Map, your tool for successful navigation in the land of unresolvable dilemma. Now, here we have an important quote from Ta Hui. And remember in the last video, I put up a quote from Sengston, which basically identified the problem that we're trying to deal with in this training. Now, this is to articulate for us the goal. There is a different positioning to have towards opposites, and it's not to set up what you like against what you dislike. So what is it? Here's the goal. Be neither for nor against. Allow that which is inescapable to overwhelm you, and you will find immense peace. So in our training, what is inescapable is impermanence, opposites, and paradox. When you allow those things to be there for what they are, and you are neither for them nor against them, which may sound ridiculous at this point, and yet it is a reachable goal. When that occurs, you will find immense peace. And the six steps of the facticity six-step process have been gleaned from studying the psychology of the mystics, who are telling us exactly how to make that journey from setting up what we like against what we dislike to accepting a relationship to opposites where we're neither for nor against impermanence, opposites, or paradox. Rather, we navigate them well. So, how do we find the mystic's map that we need to get in and use the land of unresolvable dilemma? Well, we have to awaken to the sea of opposites that are surrounding us. And there it is. We swim in the sea of opposites every single day, and yet we're unaware of it. And because we're unaware, most of us have the same experience as this poor little guy. We get tossed around by the waves of thought and emotion that throw us back and forth in that inner tug of war, and we feel pretty upset and turbulent and in turmoil on the inside. Definitely not inner peace. So this is the level of duality where we live. That means it is physical, emotional, psychological, and energetic. Every one of those levels is based in duality. That means it's the tension between opposite poles that creates the experience of the reality that we're having. You can ride the waves of duality like this little dude with that funny little goatee, or you can let them take you under. I've heard it said that enlightenment is whenever you're above your mind and the pull of it in this inner tug of war. And madness is whenever you're underneath it and you have no ability to affect it one way or the other. So you obviously want to be able to ride the waves, and that's what this whole training is going to show you how to do. The first step in doing this is to understand that the land of unresolvable dilemma is conceptual. It is not the final reality. So you look at this little person over here and you see all the colors above his head. That is his story. It's so alive and bright, vibrant, and it's totally real to that individual. But you can see, as you look at it, that there is another reality behind that particular one just above his head that's coming out of his mind. So it's important to understand that the land of unresolvable dilemma is conceptual. Now, that does not mean that reality is not based in duality. Everything in our world is still operating with polar opposites, creating the tension between them. But it's your story about that that's creating the problem. This is the first thing to understand. So you want to learn to discern the difference between reality and your story. Which one are you contemplating in your mind? Is it your perception of reality, or is it reality? Is it your interpretation, or is it reality? Is what you're experiencing a personal reality, or is it universal? So if you have a glass of iced tea sitting in front of you on the desk, the reality is it's a glass with a liquid in it. That's what's there, right? And you either want it or you don't want it. The story could be it's 90 degrees outside and you're telling yourself you're going to die if you don't drink that glass of iced tea. But if that were universal, That means that everyone who sat in front of that glass of iced tea would be having exactly the same response. That's a clue as to how you can learn to discern the difference. And we'll talk about that more in the Saturday calls. So polar pairs are at play in your story. And the story is really up to you. You can make it good or bad, happy or sad. You can make it so you feel supported or deserted. You can make it so you feel accepted or judged. This is very hard to really get because it feels like it's the total reality. And your usual story is being based on your conditioning from the past, which most of you already know. So watch your story for polar opposites. Note what polar pairs are involved in your inner tugs of war. Is it between being alone and together? Is it being separate or connected? Is it being rich or poor? Is it being beautiful or ugly, smart or stupid? Just note which ones are involved in your inner tug of war in your body, not in your mind. Notice which pole you need to keep the story in place, the one that is at the heart of the struggle that you're having, and note how you feel about the possibility of letting go of it and freeing yourself to go with the flow, because remember, there's interdependence between polar pairs, so you want to be able to move between them. That means flexibility in your mind. The second step to find the mystic's map is to heighten your awareness of opposites. This is essential and must be done if you want to get to the final outcome here. How do you do it? Well, you build your polarity muscle. If you want to get strong muscles, you go to the gym. So imagine that you're preparing for the polar pair Olympics, and you're going to build your mental muscles of awareness and attention. And you're going to work to win, so you're going to work out as often as possible. Now, all that means is paying attention to what's going on in your life, right? So how do you prepare? You listen to other people's language for polar pairs, for opposites, the ones that are spoken and the ones that are not. Listen to your own language and listen to your own internal dialogue. Remember, when you hear someone say love, we know that internally hate is also being tapped into and brought up at the unconscious level. So it's important to understand whether you hear them use both opposites or not, both are actually being raised up in the unconscious process of understanding what's happening. Read a page in the newspaper or the magazine. Listen for unspoken opposites on Sunday morning TV, if that's what you do, news programs or documentaries. There are so many ways to increase your awareness of opposites. When you're listening to the radio or one of your podcasts, when you go out to eat, listen to the waiter, listen to the language that he's using, and search for what is the opposite of the main words that he's using that he's not saying that are actually affecting what's going on. Peruse the menu for opposites, a hot dish, a cold dish, an expensive dish, a cheap dish. There's all kinds of ways to notice it. So these next few slides are going to test your basic polarity IQ as it is right now. There's going to be 9 different words that come up here on the screen. And what I'm going to ask you to do is to pause the video and write down for yourself what you believe to be the opposite of each of these words. Okay, and at the end of this, there's a download where you can download it and find the key. And the key will tell you the most common opposites that are known in culture that I've run across. And if yours are totally different, that might give you a clue sometimes as to why you're having trouble being understood by other people in your problems. Okay, so go ahead, pause the video, and write down the opposite of each of these. Great. Okay, here's the second test. Again, 9 different words. I want you to pause the video and write down again the opposite for each of these that you see. Ready? Pause the video. Great. Okay, we're going to do it again. This is just testing your basic IQ right now to see if you can find the opposite. Okay, and that's all this is, and the key is going to be at the end. So pause the video again if you would and do this little exercise. Go ahead. Great. Okay, here we are, and this is the last one. So again, you're going to do exactly the same thing here, remembering the key is at the end. So pause the video, write down the opposite of each one of these according to you. Go ahead. Great. Okay. Let's move on then. What you're doing here is stretching your mind. You want to practice recognizing opposites that are at play in your life and be aware when you'd like to throw one of them away. That means be aware when you want to cling to one and you want to get rid of the opposite one. That's the core strategy that we're working to become conscious of so that we can shift it. And that's what you're going to learn how to do in these six steps. So the Mystic's navigation strategy, which is what you're here to learn, will send you in a new direction. But your unconscious mind needs a new story that embraces opposites rather than continually setting one up against the other unconsciously and outside of your awareness. So you are the author of this new story. So you want to build it with attention to opposites. So instead of saying, I want to be happy and never sad, you can easily say, I want to be at peace with being both happy and sad, allowing both to be in my life and knowing I am much more. And you will learn more about that as the steps progress. So what we're going to do is get to the root here, the core polarity at the root of your dilemma. And you notice that this tree is growing out of a dictionary which is filled with words. The purpose of that image is to remind you we are dealing with a land of concept. And until you understand that concept is what you're working with, it becomes difficult to actually use this process. So when you understand the core polarity, you become more efficient at getting where you want to go, and it actually accelerates the actualization of the insights that you're learning here in this training. So guys, here's your homework for this module. What is most important to discover before you learn the six-step process? What are the two steps to finding the Mystic's Map? How do conceptual and experiential reality differ? And answer these in your own way. You don't have to just regurgitate what's said in the slides here. So how to prepare for Polar Paralympics? What do? Okay, have fun doing the homework, and I will see you in the next video. Much love.